WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 227, Entering the Magic Kingdom. Join us now for another of my Walt Disney World memories as we begin a two-day trip to Walt Disney World, starting with our morning in the Magic Kingdom and enjoying that excitement as we enter the park for the first time. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome back to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name's Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. It's time to start a new series of memories today, and I am so excited. As more people's vacations and trips to Walt Disney World are postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic, it seems like a virtual trip to Walt Disney World might be needed. So, I think the timing couldn't be more important. In fact, this series of WDW memories will be from our trip in 2016. This was a special trip because it was the first time that we as a family decided to stay at a Walt Disney World resort and got to take advantage of those extra magic hours and do some of those bigger things at Walt Disney World. The first day, my extended family is with us most of the day, so as we tour the parks, we're hitting more of the family favorite attractions. Then on the second day, it's just my immediate family and we'll be a bit more adventurous without all the little ones. We'll start out our memory like so many of my other days in Walt Disney World, arriving at the Magic Kingdom parking lot. This time though, as we pass through the parking entrance because we're staying at the resorts, we just show them our magic bands, share that what resort that we're staying in, and then head on through. Once we park, we pack things up and head for the tram to the transportation and ticket center, where we'll pick up the tickets for the rest of the family. Then, with tickets in hand, we'll make our way around the Seven Seas Lagoon, opting for the resort monorail this time because it just pulled in, and the line for the express was down the ramp, and onto the Magic Kingdom. Once we're on the other side of the lake, we get through bag check, and finally through the turnstiles into the happiest place on earth. We're excited to begin our day, but even before we get down Main Street, we hear the music change and are treated to the fall version of the Main Street Trolley Show. Then, after the show, we'll stop to figure out where we want to go first. Does anyone else just smile when they hear the start of a day at Walt Disney World like this? There is that sense of relief and peace that I feel as I get to walk into the Magic Kingdom and put behind me the cares of the world. Again, that's why I've been doing this show since 2006, so that those that are like me can enjoy these escapes too. Before we jump into today's memory, I want to remind you that you can find out how to contact or follow me, find the show notes, see photos and videos, and of course become a show supporter all on our wdw-memories.net website. Don't forget, if you like what you hear and want to help support the show, you can become a patron supporter and, as my thank you gift to you, begin receiving ad-free memories for as little as $1 a month. I especially want to thank all of my patron supporters for their continued support of the show. Your monthly donations help to ensure the future memories for everyone listening. Finally, we're holding at 152 ratings on Apple Podcasts still. Thank you to all of you for your ratings and reviews. Make sure you head over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening and give your feedback. Those reviews help the show be found by more subscribers, plus they give potential new listeners an idea of how great the podcast is. And while you're listening, maybe take a moment and help me spread the word and share that you're listening and loving this memory. Tell a friend, post on social media. Just think, maybe a virtual escape to Walt Disney World is just what someone you know or love needs to get through these hard times. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. Today's memory isn't binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now join my family as we begin a two-day trip to Walt Disney World, starting with our morning in the Magic Kingdom and enjoying that excitement as we enter the park.
With the Port Orleans Riverside.
Awesome, have a magical day.
Thank you. We're already no further boarding. Let's go up towards the front.
Double seating, no lap seating, unless the child is under the age of 3.
Anybody under the age of 3?
We just got on the tram.
Folks, keep walking up. Keep walking towards the front of the tram.
Yeah, we just
keep walking up towards the front of the tram, folks. Folks, step behind the poles. Step behind the poles. Step behind the poles if you haven't found a seat yet. If you have any kind of selfie sticks, weapons of any kind, anything that looks like a weapon, toy guns, bubble guns, they are not allowed in the theme park, so you might want to take them back or they will become the property of Mickey Mouse. Folks, you need to step behind the poles. Those poles are there for a reason, not to lay back on them.
With the doors closed, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside while the tram is moving, and supervise your children.
Para su seguridad, favor de permanecer sentados con las puertas cerradas, manteniendo sus manos, brazos, pies y piernas adentro mientras el tranvía está en movimiento. Y vigilen a sus niños. Gracias.
Please hold on to hats, glasses, or any loose items that could fall from the tram. If an article should fall, please stay seated until the next stop and inform the nearest cast member. Thank you.
Sit back and we're all clear. All right, good afternoon. One Coach Tram at this time. Please keep seated at all times in the transition. We are leaving the Simba section. Thank you. is I'm only beyond the yellow line and silver poles. On behalf of your driver and myself, have a nice day at the Magic Kingdom. Don't forget where you park that. That's the most important thing to remember all day long. Once again, folks, when exiting our tram, exit to the left, your other left-hand side. There you go. Other left, other left, other left, other left. Other left, folks. Beyond the silver poles. Take your kids and strollers beyond the poles, please. Close the doors behind you. Close the doors behind you. Take your kids and strollers beyond.
Says. We're going to go to the Polynesian Grand Floridian real quick.
To those guests who've joined us, welcome. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and remain clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you. We are traveling to Disney's Polynesian Village Resort. Inside the Great Ceremonial House, you'll find shopping and dining with a thousand.
We're going to drive by the drive-through the Polynesian Grand Floridian.
The Spirit of Aloha Dinner Show is presented Tuesday through Saturday in Luau Cove.
Jeremy and Kathy were going to come over at that time, and they're like, yeah, I'm not sure.
For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the monorail stops completely. For those of you remaining on board, our next stop is Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, with continuing service to the Magic Kingdom and Disney's Contemporary
Alonzo.
Resort. Thank you.
Mikey, look here.
This is Disney's Polynesian Village Resort. Please watch your head and step as you exit and take small children by the hand. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if there are guests waiting to board, please move across your car to make room for everyone and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrail and stay clear of the doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please continue moving across your car to make room for everyone. If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors.
So
the monorail will depart momentarily. Thank you.
Are you avoiding some rides then? There's nothing else on Splash.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our final boarding call, and the doors will be closing soon. Please board safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily. Thank you. Please stand clear of the door. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
9 to 11. That would be my preference, just because we're going to stay extra late afterwards.
To our new passengers, aloha and welcome aboard. For those of you standing,
go
right
test track
and
so on
throughout our journey,
like,
and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please.
Yeah.
Our next stop is Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. To our left-hand side are Disney's Palm and Disney's Magnolia golf courses.
No,
the
they've got major problems. They open early, basically. And so every day it shuts down, and they just clear the pews. And
coming up on the lagoon side is Disney's
Oh, is that all the weights are?
Couples may exchange
They were up to like 4 and 5 over the first few
complete
weeks.
With a picturesque backdrop of Cinderella Castle. We are now stopping at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, a Victorian-style hotel offering the modern conveniences of a full-service spa and health club. Ladies and gentlemen, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the monorail stops completely. This is Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. Our next stop is the Magic Kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our final boarding call, and the doors will be closing soon. Please board safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily. Thank you.
Mikey's neck will be fine.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor,
manténgase
alejado de las puertas. To those guests who just joined us, welcome.
We may do it for a little while tomorrow. We'll see.
For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrail throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please.
What was he doing? What did he enjoy?
We just did the Lion King show, Nemo show, and all these places. The safari. We actually packed in a lot in one morning. We were running. Because, I mean, as soon as I got there at 9 o'clock, and I hit the safari at 9:10 or something like that.
Nice. Which is in the back of the park.
It's all the way in the back. And then I had...
Oh, I see what you mean then, Lois. You don't have to wait all that long.
That's what I was telling you.
Please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand. If there are guests waiting to board your car, please move across.
We're getting out this way. This way.
Room for everyone. Once again, if you are traveling to Epcot, please remain on board.
Hop out, Alonzo.
Wait till you get out.
Need to change monorails at the transportation and ticket center.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, wait. Does Mikey just want to ride the boats? If you don't have a bag, you can walk straight through the middle. Yep. I didn't bring my chapstick. I left it on the counter. I don't know. You might.
Are you worried about you?
I just would love to have it.
I've been slathering it on.
Please have your back open and off your body.
Do you have anybody else with you on the table?
Have some sunblock.
Yes.
The sunblock.
Uh-oh, we're going to get caught in the show. Anybody want to see the show? He carries me. How about that?
Yeah.
can't right now. Covered up now?
Is the parade going to be up here soon?
I don't know what time the parade is. I was thinking jungle parade? Paradise, or do you want to go back and do like Dumbo, but it's like clear back in the back to come back out here for breakfast? Jungle Cruise is at least right there, maybe Tiki Room.
Dumbo is really easy to do. I think you should wait to do that. Because okay. It's not like...
Yeah, I know.
You don't have to wait ever. Or when you wait, inside in right now.
Do you want to maybe go do Tiki Room?
You can do Jungle. Huh? Or you want to wait to do Jungle when you're here?
Bye.
You can say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.